This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Cordarrelle Patterson in the game in the backfield. It's Wilson to throw. Floating one for Patterson. Goes up. Hangs on. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
That's Fox on the call. Russell Wilson to Cordarrelle Patterson. Didn't exactly have the greatest of seasons for the Steelers, but that was the Ravens' win. 34-17 on the 21st, the Saturday before Christmas, where they would go to Houston and pull their pants down 31-2. But as we talk about the Ravens restructuring, renegotiating, whatever it is, trading, Pittsburgh's got themselves quite the dilemma as well, because Russell Wilson, along with Justin Fields, both free agents, and Kenny Pickett just got himself a Super Bowl ring with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So who's next for the Steelers here?
Well, that's the Steelers' biggest question, is going to be quarterback. Do they go veteran? Do they go for Sam Darnold? Do they go for Aaron Rodgers? Do they go for Justin Fields? You know, that's what's going to be interesting. I mean, that's the biggest question. I'm sure in Pittsburgh radio, all they're talking about is the quarterback position. They do have some. They need quarterback, and they need another receiver. They do have, Dawkins is an outstanding receiver, but he's an a-hole.
Pickens.
Pickens is an a-hole. You know, and I don't know that you can count on him. That's the biggest problem. So they need a legit number one wide receiver to go with Pickens, and they need a quarterback. You know, Mike Williams, that was not a great move. That, you know, he's a free agent and he's 31 years old. They lose some corner. They're getting older in the secondary too, Bob. I mean, Dante Jackson, C.J. Henderson, those guys are gone. Najee Harris. So they're going to need a running back in the draft too. So they've got some things that they've got to fix, but they've got some really, you know, like the Ravens would be. You know, need a left tackle, but we can move Rosengarten. You know, there's not that quarterback, the most important position. They need a wide receiver. They need corners. They need to get younger on defense. They've a running back. They've got some serious issues.
Now, serious enough that the playoff streak or the above 500 streak is in danger of coming to an end. I mean, if they acquire a high-level quarterback, or at least someone who's above league average, they're going to be formidable, because they always are.
Yeah.
But where are they getting that guy, I guess, is the question.
That's going to, yeah. Would you be shocked if it's Justin Fields? Probably not.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But, I mean, you know, running back, Warren is their guy. Cordarrelle Patterson, I mean, he's old. You know, he's been with Arthur Smith. All right, Arthur, it's time to let him you know, to go. But they need some wide receiver. They need some depth at wide receiver. And their O-line didn't block very well last year. So, I mean, they're going to – they need some help there. Broderick Jones played well at times, inconsistent. But they didn't have a lot of consistency in their O-line. Yeah. And defensively, they're getting older.
Quarterbacks were sacked 49 times. Steelers, that was during the regular season. Now we get to Cincinnati, and we, by the way, if you missed this game, going back to the first half of the season, NFL Network, it's Bengals and Ravens, the first matchup, which the Ravens won dramatically there in overtime. And Cincinnati, I mean, they've got their quarterback signed. Mm-hmm. Running back Chase Brown, he looks like a keeper for them, replacing Joe Mixon. But we've talked about it a lot. Hendrickson wants more money or out altogether. T. Higgins is probably out unless they franchise him. But would Jamar Chase do significant amount? I don't know. But in their defense, secondary in particular, whoa, that's some problemos there. For
yeah.
Sure.
Well, and Bob, Mike Hilton, their nickel, you know, he was $6 million. He's 31 years old, so he's going to be gone. B.J. Hill, defensive tackle, he was making 10. He's free agent. They can't sign them all. And their defense sucked anyhow. So they need a lot of things defensively. But their biggest thing is okay, what do we do with our three dudes? You know, because Hendrickson's not a free agent. His contract is up after the year, I believe. And he wants a new deal before he plays. So they got to pay him. They got to pay Chase. Chase is going to make 35. Whatever Jefferson was making, Chase going to make a lot more than that.
Yeah, that's the ballpark. Yeah. Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb are way up there in annual salary. But again, Joe Burrow said he'd make the numbers work if they can keep the band together, which is always easier said than done.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to keep the band together, but that defense was horrible.
Yep.
That's their biggest problem, the defense. They had to score 35 points, you know, to try to win a game. So, I mean, that... And if they lose Higgins, which sounds like they're going to franchise him, and that'd be, what, 25 mil that he would be getting somewhere in that vicinity, so he'd be back. But he started out slow. Why'd he start out slow? Because he was pissed off his franchise, and then you're not at any of the activity. You're not at any of the stuff. So the franchise, you know, it's good that you get to keep the guy for the year, but he don't show up for nothing. That's the biggest problem is.
They've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. Burrow got hurt in 2023 against the Ravens on that Thursday night, and they weren't doing all that great at that time anyway. But Zach Taylor, hot seat guy, heading into this season. I mean, they have a franchise quarterback, and they haven't won a playoff game in a few years now.
I think the thing that saved him, Bob, was they won five in a row at the end. That probably helped him. Otherwise, if they hadn't, then absolutely hot seat guy. And if they start out, well, because if I'm the owner, I'm going to say, listen, how do we every year start out 0-2, 0-3? How are we always so bad at the beginning? What are you going to change to make it where it's not that bad? Because it's too obvious. You know, I guess he changed a lot of defense, you know, brought in Al Golden from Notre Dame to coach up the defense and stuff and bring in some new coaches. You know, that was one of the things. But just for chemistry and that, Bob, because if they don't sign Chase right away, Chase won't be at anything, Higgins won't be at anything, and Hendrickson's not going to be at anything. So that's going to be some of the problem.
Yeah, speaking of that game, Chase just scored on, an 80-yard bomb with number 21, futile attempt to catch him. It's 8:54 left, fourth quarter. At Cincinnati, Ravens are down 10.
Yeah, and Bob,
I make a wager on this one, Nolan?
Yeah, I told Nolan that Roquan, he does look big in this game. He looks heavy.
It's 88-81-05, so the bad news from the Nest, and finally in the AFC North, bottom feeders this year. Let's not forget, they were in the playoffs in 2023. The old Fighting Flaccos got hammered by Houston, but a playoff berth nonetheless. Watson's hurt. Myles Garrett went out. Nick Chubb got hurt, so they're going to need to replace him. I mean, that's a franchise in serious disarray.
Well, that's when you got no quarterback. Your best player wants out. running back, what, you know, Chubb's out.
2 years in a row he's been hurt.
So, I mean, they've got a lot of issues. They don't have a lot of free agents that are high pre. Jedrick Wills, who, to me, he sucks anyhow. They moved him to right tackle. Jameis Winston, Nick Harris to center. Okay. I mean, other than that, they really don't have much. They're just they're in dire need for some skill and a quarterback.
Second pick in the draft.
And if you trade Garrett, Abdul Carter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You would think. 5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the pay. We'll come back. Let's count some dough. We're paying everybody else here. Let's count our money by herself. Talk about the other sports subjects of this Woman Crush Wednesday. Talk baseball. Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com. What does he think of the American League East, and in particular the Baltimore Orioles? Are we sleeping on the Blue Jays? They were kind of like the Orioles. Made the playoffs in 22 and 23. Went quietly in the wild card round and then totally bottomed out. Could Baltimore be looking at that sort of decline, or are the Orioles ready to surpass New York yet again in the division? We got NFL lunch coming up at 1. We'll take your phone calls. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Start talking more about this draft combine. Starts next week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
1057 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artiste or band, send a request. Live Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Mike Axisa, CBSSports.com. Talk about the first week of spring training in Cactus League, so stay tuned for that. We'll take your phone calls. And then at fall lunch, get back to the Ravens trying to clear up some dough if they want to be active in free agency. And then Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, 115. Talk about the upcoming combine with him and everything else going on this National Football League Wednesday. But Nolan, count that dough by yourself.
I mean, Bob, you know what's crazy is like watching that game. You talk about MVP play, the one that Lamar makes there down the, where he drops the ball and scrambles. I mean, that was like crazy. All right. The market is not great today. The Dow's down 129. The S&P's up 1. NASDAQ is down 0.09. DraftKings down $1.53 again today. Under Armour's down 4 cents.
All right, for our sports topics, we'll start in the NFL, where the Packers seem destined for a split with cornerback Jair Alexander. He's played in just 7 games each of the last 2 years, but if you go back, find his last 2 full-length seasons, he was named second-team All-Pro. So when he's out there, still seems to be playing at a high level, but the injuries can't be ignored. Ultimately, or what making this price tag a problem for Green Bay, who will now look to clear up some cap space. Keep in mind here, he's still just 28 years old. I believe a college teammate of Lamar Jackson, which leads me to this. Probably in line for a prove-it deal of some sort this offseason. Buy or sell, Vinny. Alexander could be a name for the Ravens to target as they build up their secondary depth.
Yeah, I could buy that. I could definitely buy that. It would have to be, like you said, a prove-it deal where, you know, it's advantageous for the Ravens financially. Can't pay him a big deal when you're paying Marlon a big deal on the other side, and then you're going to have to pay Hamilton a big deal. So, yeah, if it was a prove-it deal and financially worth it, like, was it Eric always says, right player, right price?
Over to baseball, the Red Sox made a strong push to outbid the competition for Alex Bregman, and they were successful. Finally landed their guy last week. The initial thought being that he was going to take over third base full-time, where he just won a gold glove there this past season. Meanwhile, Rafael Devers, longtime third baseman for the Red Sox, the thought was he would transition to DH, maybe somewhere else. His track record defensively at third is not great at all. He's led all third basemen in errors every season for at least the past 5 years. Well, Devers, he's not on board with this. He's made it perfectly well known this week that he is refusing to move away from his longtime position. Manager Alex Cora trying to do some damage control and preach what's best for the team. Buy or sell, Bob, Devers will get his wish and stay at third.
I'll buy it short term. Because once those E's start to cost them games, and MLB Network, as a matter of fact, had the stats comparables the last few years. I mean, Devers is 123 errors. Bregman's 70-something, you just said. He won a gold glove. Look, I mean, it's a pride thing. What, you're just going to stand there? They're going to have to tase him to get him off the bag. Tristan Casas, however, their first baseman, stood up for Devers, said that's his position. Bregman should move to second base. So, hey, welcome to the team.
I'll go back to the NFL. Last offseason, there was a lot of talk about the Steelers' decision to not pick up Najee Harris's fifth-year option. Keep in mind, the price tag for that option at the time would have been somewhere roughly in the $6.5 to $7 million ballpark, so not expensive at all. And he was coming off 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons this past year, 1,000 yards yet again, always in that 6 to 8 touchdown range. So regardless of how you feel about him, you kind of know what you're getting out of him at this point in his career. He plays every game as well. He's never been injured, never missed a game. So buy or sell, Vinny, Pittsburgh will regret not giving Harris that extra year.
Oh, I'm going to sell it. I think that they probably want a little more speed. That's kind of what I see, a little more explosiveness. Warren was good, you know, but I think they'll look for another guy that has a little more explosive ability.
He averaged, 4 yards a carry this year, Najee Harris.
We'll go over to the NBA. Lots of complaints, really every year at this point, about the NBA All-Star Game. The entire weekend as a whole just seems like it could use an interest boost. And everyone has an opinion on what the league should do, some calling for just eliminating it altogether, Others want more of an Olympic style or FIBA World Cup style, where the competition is, you know, international between different countries. Players may be more invested at that point. But at the end of the day, these complaints about the All-Star game for the NBA, they're not unique to basketball. The NFL has the same problem with the Pro Bowl. Major League Baseball, complaints come up every summer when that rolls around. Buy or sell, Bob, the NBA All-Star game is more salvageable than the other major sports right now.
I'm going to sell it because they've tweaked it completely. They just have these little runs of, what, 5-10 minutes, and then there's like OG teams versus UG teams or whatever it is. If they want to salvage it, and I don't know if it'll happen, do what hockey's done. Like you said, like nations versus nations, winner take all kind of a financial stake in it. Now, the problemo lies there. You know, Johnny All-Star blows his knee out playing in this All-Star festivities, and they're going to want to ban the All-Star game altogether. So that, in all sports, is the problem. You don't want your stars getting hurt, in which essentially is an exhibition game. Remember the baseball All-Star game switched to the winning league gets home field advantage? Well, before that, I'll go old man on you. They just alternated leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Like odd years, it would be the American League, even years would be there. There's no, now it's best record, which should be. But I don't know, man. I said it, and I love basketball, as you know, but I had zero interest, zero desire. I watched even less of that than I did the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary, which I watched nothing.
Well, that was like 4 days extravaganza there. I mean, every time I was on social media, they're like, oh, SNL, SNL. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Where's Dana Carvey?
SNL was never good, if you ask me. But
well, it had its moments. I haven't watched it since Will Ferrell left. And how long has that been? 20 years, 25 years?
More
the Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, Phil Hartman, Chris Farley, Sandler, Chris Rock, Spade. I mean, Pat. Remember Pat? The androgynous, you don't know if a Pat a man or a woman, you know what I mean? That was funny. That was wild, wacky stuff.
And real quick before we break, the only other interesting suggestion I've seen for the NBA All-Star game is a 1v1 tournament. And maybe you get these guys, their pride, like you said, involved. Where's that investment coming from in an otherwise meaningless game? Pit these guys against each other 1v1. There's no lackadaisical passing, oh, I'm going to take these plays off. No, it's you play to 21, little tournament, and we crown a champion at the end.
And even the like slam dunk contest is lost luster.
Yeah, no doubt.
The last time I watched an All-Star game, come to think of it, was the year Vince Carter won 2000, because Steve Francis was in it. His rookie year, I mean, that was Stackhouse, Tracy McGrady. I mean, that was pretty loaded, and Vince Carter just blew them all off the floor. But, you know, the guy that won it doesn't even play in the NBA. So there you go. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk some baseball. Mike Exisa from CBSSports.com. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Orioles roster, you like it? Tweak it. I know a lot of you would like to see another pitcher added to the equation, and they may. Hey, they haven't even played a spring game yet. There's still work to be done. Spring training starts this weekend. Orioles Pirates 105. You can watch it on TV. Check your local listings. But here to talk some baseball, as we're about a month and a half away, I guess, from the start of the 2025 Major League Baseball season, CBSSports.com, Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Mike Exisa. Mike, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Good thing. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. And we were just talking about the hubbub, I guess you can call it, in Boston with, you know, Rafael Devers doesn't want to leave third base. And Alex Bregman's a gold glover at third base. Tristan Casas, as you know, is like, well, it's Rafi's position, so got to improvise and adapt. Is this a nothing story for now with a chance to percolate into some sort of drama for Alex Cora?
Yeah, I think it has a chance to kind of grow into a headache, and I only have like so much sympathy for Devers because, you know, once a guy gets paid and, you know, he's got the $300 million contract, and it's not like, you know, okay, they're going to affect his free agent value with the position change. Like, I only have so much sympathy at this point. Like, you see Jose Altuve playing left field in Houston, and it's kind of like, well, the best team in Boston has Bregman at their base and Devers at DH, and, you know, he should probably be more open to it. I also think the Red Sox kind of screwed up here by not going to him first and at least kind of getting him on the same page here, so you could avoid, like, if you go to him and he says no, okay, but then you just kind of avoid making it public. It didn't have to be this big thing. So I think both sides kind of have some blame here, and this is something that Alex Cora, the manager, it's going to kind of be hanging over his head, because every time Devers makes an error there, it's going to be a thing. And the Devers has led the league in errors every year since 2018, I believe. So yeah, this is going to linger for a little bit. And I mean, Devers, you know, he's not stupid. I don't think he expects to play third base the rest of his career. Eventually he's going to have to move off, and he just sounds like he doesn't want to do it right now.
Now, Mike, yesterday here on the show, we were comparing the Orioles lineup and rotation to New York's, and, you know, Baltimore, our humble opinion, I don't think we're drinking orange Kool-Aid, quite frankly. They were, what, first and second in homers last year. They lose Soto. Orioles lose Santander. What, third and fourth in major leagues in runs. Orioles did stink with runners in scoring position, as we saw in the playoffs. But what about Toronto's lineup? They got big, fancy names. They have Santander, not part of that. But Bo Bichette's decline was one of the more mystifying things, I would believe, of the 24 Major League Baseball season. Are we underestimating Toronto bouncing back to the team that made the playoffs? Didn't last long, but made the playoffs two consecutive years.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're as bad as they were last year. I think they won, like, I think it was like 74 games or something. I don't think they're that bad. They have improved, and, you know, Bichette, he's still, I think he's 27 years old, you know, and he was hurt for much of last year. He only played 80-something games, I believe. I feel like he's just too talented to do that again, and he was probably just plain hurt, and, you know, it's just one of those years where everything kind of went wrong for him. The bottom of the lineup, they got maybe three or four guys who were, like, glove first, bat second, and, you know, the lineup gets pretty short after the top four or five spots there. I'm just not sure they're going to have enough pitching because, you know, Kevin Gausman's kind of beginning to show his age. Chris Bassett's beginning to show his age. You know, what are you getting out of Max Scherzer at this point in his career? You know, he's been good when he's been healthy. He hasn't been the Cy Young kind of guy, but he's been effective. He just hasn't been on the mound very often. So I'm not sure. I feel like there, you know, there's some questions there about how effective they'll be. I think they're clearly like the fifth best team in the division. Maybe they're fourth best, but, and, you know, in the AL East, that, with the AL so watered down, there's like really no clear cut. Like, this team's going to run away and win 98 games. Maybe the Blue Jays aren't good enough to get a wild card spot. I would be surprised if they're like in the hunt for the division in September.
Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, Tampa playing in a new venue because the roof was ripped off the drop. The A's are playing, what, at Sacramento in a college stadium, even though they were actually 500. The Athletics were post All-Star break. But what about Tampa? The effect of not having an air quotes home field does what to their chances of maybe surprising a little bit, Mike, in that AL East?
Yeah, it's going to be very different because Tropicana Field was generally pitcher friendly, and now they're moving to the Yankee spring training facility, and there's a lot of reasons for that, and it had to do with just the location and also kind of just how major league ready the facility was. And at stadium in Tampa, it's the dimensions are the same as Yankee Stadium in New York, so that means those short porch and left field, it's really going to change things for them. I think like Brandon Lau and Josh Lowe, those guys are going to have a great time in that ballpark. And pitching, you might see some more home runs given up by the Rays than they have in the past. And you kind of look at what they did with their pitching staff over the offseason. They brought in a lot of guys who they can shuttle up and down between AAA and the major leagues, just optionable guys. That's because they're anticipating a lot of rain delays. They might have to play a bunch of doubleheaders, and they just need extra bodies to be able to shuttle in and out as needed. And, you know, MLB is kind of, they've changed the schedule a little bit. They move some road trips around to kind of keep them out of the summer, out of Tampa in the summer. And so it's a really unusual schedule. They play something like 50 of their first 70 games at home to try to stack it up before the rain comes in the summer. It's unusual, and it's going to be a bit of a challenge for them just because it's a single-A ballpark. It's a spring training facility. It's not a major league facility, and it's going to play very different than their old one. But the Rays are always better than, like, you kind of expect them to be, and I don't know if they're as good as the Yankees, the Orioles, and the Red Sox, but they'll be a nuisance. They always are.
Hey, Mike, are the Mets going to reap the benefits from spending so much money? But it is a tough division with Phillies and the Braves, you know, and then the Nats kind of in rebuild.
Yeah, you look at the best teams in baseball, it's like the Dodgers are at the top. The next three might be in the NL East. You know, I think you could make an argument for the Braves, the Phillies, and the Mets in any order there. The Mets kind of had like a weird offseason. They obviously spent huge on Soto, and then they just kind of made a bunch of smaller moves that, you know, maybe had a, you know, a couple wins total. And we already see Frankie Montas is hurt, and their pitching depth is really not that great. At the same time, David Stearns had the same situation and with the Brewers all those years, and they always figure it out. So you kind of give them the benefit of it out there. That's just like a really tough division. And, you know, they could certainly send three teams to the postseason like they did last year. I wish they had a little bit more pitching. I feel like if you're going to spend that much money, why wouldn't you go get Corbin Burns too? You could certainly afford it. You kind of need that guy at the top of the rotation who's going to give you 200 innings or as close to it as pitchers go these days. But they went with like smaller bites on the pitching side. And I don't know. I just kind of worry about that when you go for a couple of like number two, three starters, you kind of open yourself up to, if you lose somebody to injury, you know, that's a pretty big fall off there. So I do worry about that. Obviously they're going to be very good. And I think one of the best teams in baseball this year.
Are you expecting the Royals to be good again? You know, because Witt Jr.'s, you know, still phenomenal. And what's your opinion of the Royals?
Yeah, I think Witt's probably like the closest thing to like a perfect player. Like he does everything great, you know, and he's certainly like, I would pick him to be the best player in baseball for the next 5-6 years, for just my opinion. The Royals last year, I don't know, they had like so many things go right. Like I think they were like 12-1 against the White Sox, and they were sub .500 against everyone else. I don't think they were quite as good as their record says, but I still think I think Arnton India is going to help them a ton because they just, their leadoff hitters in front of Witt had like a .270 on base percentage last year. And that's just horrible. You can't do that again. So India is going to be a huge upgrade for them. It's kind of like a functional lineup now. And, you know, are you going to get that much from Seth Lugo again? Yeah, you might. I don't know if he's going to finish second in the Cy Young voting again. And the bullpen's improved because it couldn't be worse than it was in the first few weeks of last season. So I think they're good. They might win fewer games than they did last year, but they might be a better team, if that makes sense. It's just, I like some of the moves they made just to kind of like raise the floor of the roster. And maybe they do go 12-1 against the White Sox again. But yeah, I think they'll be there, right? That division especially, you know, they could certainly be there in the division title race at the end, certainly in the mix for a wild card spot.
Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com, joining us, talking some baseball. Regular season starts in about 5 weeks or so, the end of March. Mike, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy your next couple of weeks. Enjoy the sun and the fun wherever you may be, and we'll talk to you before opening day, I'm sure.
Sure thing, thanks.
You got it. Mike Exisa, everybody, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Come back, reset for you. Take a phone call or two at 410-583-1057, feed you some football, NFL lunch style, and then Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, talk about the draft, and in particular, the upcoming combine. And John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta are expected to speak to the media. Probably not the conversation, at least right out of the gate, that John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta would like to have, because Justin Tucker is going to be mentioned. But what was it, 2 years ago, Lamar Jackson demanded a trade. That was at the owners' meetings, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that was at the owners' meetings.
Yeah, John Harbaugh's kind of sort of sitting there. I'll have a spinach pie.
Right.
Oh, let me show you this text. Lamar wants a trade. What? Where did that come from? So we'll see how they handle that as they look to bolster talent. 11 draft picks this year for the Baltimore Ravens, and we're under the assumption, Vinny, that they won't be using all 11. Is that fair to say? Maybe, who knows?
Bob, I'm hoping they don't. I hope that they got to maneuver, you know, whether it be second round, third round, fourth, maneuver and go up and get guys that they really want to go get.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Arbutus. Bring in Ed. Ed, thanks for holding. What's happening today?
Yes, sir. Bob, Benny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Hey, Ed.
Yep.
Topical call, Terps basketball. Starting five matchup talent to anyone. We can all see it. At this juncture, got to get to the point of 9 deep with quality minutes coming off the bench. The 4 substitutes I've mentioned, just do what you offer best when the coach inserts you. For Young, keep taking care of the ball. Dribble drive to the hole when you see it. Don't hesitate. No dunks, just lay it in. He tried to dunk last game. And rimmed it off. All you had to do was lay it in.
Yeah, I'd prefer if he kept the shot to a minimum, to your point.
Yeah.
Ed, to be honest with you.
Harris Smith passed the ball quick and accurate, which he does. When they slough off, and they will, be confident to shoot that jumper. Don't hesitate. Stay physical. Geronimo, bang down low. We've seen you do it. Be the guy to crash for offensive board putbacks. main sub guy for Reese and Queen. Kapari, he can jump out of the gym, float the baseline when he's in there for alley-oops. If they accomplish that, this team could go far because they got three active guards. Orioles, got to set your infield to where their gloves are best suited for each position. DP combo is paramount in that selection. You got to let an infield gel. It's got to stay the same position. They can't be bouncing around. You got to lock in at second base. You got to lock in at shortstop. Pitching. Seek out a starting rotation, proven lefty arm. It's an absolute need. Jose Quintana is all facets attainable right now. He'll give you five innings reliable every start. They don't have a left-handed starting pitcher. Last thing, something you were talking about last week, Vinny, TJ Tampa with the Ravens. I don't recall seeing him this past year. Was he hurt?
He had a lot of soft tissue stuff, yes.
Okay, because I looked up his highlights after you said it. This guy's a definite playmaker. We got to get him on the field without a doubt.
I think he's a nickel or a safety, Ed.
Yeah, he's an all-purpose playmaker waiting to happen. No doubt about it, Benny. You gentlemen have a good day, and I thank you for your courtesy as always.
All right, Ed. Thanks for the thoughts as always. TJ Tampa played seven games for the Ravens this season.
A lot of special teams type stuff. You know, he didn't get a chance. I don't think he played much in the second, if at all in the secondary, but he did have a lot of soft tissue. Because I kept asking at the end, you know, where's Tampa? And he had a lot of soft tissue stuff. But the OTAs and the mini camp and those type of things, he showed up. And they were very excited about him. I know that.
And his upside, take advantage of his strengths. How? Because golden opportunity for him to get in there and get plenty of playing time.
I think he's a lot like Cooper DeJean, Bob. That's what kind of what I saw. I think either nickel or safety. I asked Eric. I said, Eric, how, you know, you going to play him at safety? He said either inside or, you know, maybe give him a look at safety. Especially if they don't get somebody in the draft, then maybe you definitely give him a look at safety.
Now for Jose, pardon me, Quintana. We just heard Mike Exesis say that Sean Manaea is already hurt with the Mets. And maybe Quintana goes back to New York where he pitched in the postseason. But talking about it yesterday, he is still very much available. Maybe just watching he and his agent to see who falls, what openings are available, and can he maximize himself contractually? I doubt it. But you never know. But yes, proven track record of success. And Ed's point about the Terps, I mean, they're not, the starters aren't going to score 16 points plus every game. They're going to need someone to provide some level of offense off the bench. And if it's Geronimo one game, or it's Deshaun Aerosmith or Gapari, so be it. But they're the energy guys. And we saw Gapari banging some threes early in the season. Remember, Aerosmith, Nolan, was one of the top recruits in the country when he signed with the Maryland Terrapins. Now he's just kind of, he's got a role, and he can help. But talk about a guy you don't want shooting threes. That's your man right there. I mean, Young's Steph Curry firing up the ball compared to Deshaun Harris-Smith. Unfortunate.
Right. Well, outside of like a Geronimo dunk or Gapari, same thing, you know, occasional dunk for him, I'm not really clamoring for more shots to come from the bench. I mean, they're just not as good as your starters. They're not as good scoring options as your starting five. I understand you want to get guys in there to give some of your starters rest, but to call for more scoring from the bench, it's not going to happen because they're just not as good. They're not serving that role. They're better defensive players or, you know, guys that can pass the ball better. You know, they're not going to turn it over. That's fine. But I'm sorry, I don't want or need Jae Young taking five shots a night.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be taking any.
But keep bringing the defense, which they do, Maryland, as a team, for most of the 40 minutes. They play hard. They don't beat themselves in that area. But again, sooner or later, some unsung hero in Big Ten or March Madness is going to have to come out of nowhere to help with the cause. Hey, maybe a steal, breakaway dunk. You know what I'm saying? Anything, Nolan, to help the cause.
No, don't trip over your own feet.
Right.
Because that's what I would do in rec league basketball. And I've seen a few moments this year where some bench players for the Terps are looking very Nolan McGraw-like, and nobody wants that.
All right, it's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. We'll come back, NFL lunch, talk more about the Ravens freeing up some cap space, perhaps, right now, $6 million under the cap, which isn't enough to do some serious damage. Not that we expect the Ravens to be overly active, but you never know. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, talks some NFL with him. He's going to be at the Combine next week in Indianapolis. He'll break down some of the top prospects and also talk about maybe some unsigned. Maryland's got five guys there. Who's going to maybe stand out more than the other?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.